Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
Well, let's not take too much time and let's start and get into this mix of things because we talk a little bit about everything. So this is, you know, the lovely Friday of April the 29th as we are hanging out and on the verge of getting into the mix of things that we're going to talk about. So we're constantly talking about brain waves and we're talking about psychology and we're talking about all this other stuff. So I thought today, what if we talked about 8 ways to deal with cognitive distortion? You know, it's something simple that we can talk to or talk about because of all the kind of weird things that we get to do at work. So what if we looked at it this way? We are familiar with the concept of cognitive distortion, negative filters, inaccurate perception, overgeneralizing, etc. As we refer to cognitive distortion, it can help develop due to experiencing some sort of, you know, we'll say traumatic events. Knowing the problem is the first step towards the solution. Staying in the dark will never help you achieve your goal. So if you can detect your problems, then you are stepping in the right direction. Now, let's talk about this. You know that the work that you do and the work that I do can be kind of dark from time to time. Let's not lie about it. So in this little mini for today, you will learn about 8 ways to deal with cognitive distortion. So number 1, positive thinking. We know that our minds works when everything goes wrong around us. So, I mean, that's kind of how it goes. Therefore, it is very strenuous to have positive thoughts during our bad days. Negative thinking can only worsen the situation. However, focusing on a positive interpretation of an event can help. Do not be critical of yourself or others. Instead, be kind, observe of your caliber, and believe in yourself. Let me kind of give you a small example. Let's suppose that it's raining outside and you're stuck inside your home. If your mind works negatively, you might take it as, I'm stuck in a very heavy rain that ruined my day. It can be very, you know, irritating about it. However, a positive mindset will allow you to enjoy the rain while staying home. You can admire the beauty of nature and have a cup of tea or something. You can always utilize, you know, some me time, because who can't utilize some me time? Number 2, control your emotions. You are the captain of your own ship. Look at this. It's perfectly normal to get overwhelmed by any unfortunate event, if one can call it that way, but getting carried away with those emotions will only keep you hurting. Give yourself some time, put your baggage aside, and let's move on. Let me give you an example real quick. In a bad situation, try to keep a deep breath and tell yourself it will all pass. Remember, most of our problems are results of our reactions to an event. The way that we react depends on how we feel about it. So stay calm and relaxed. I mean, think about that. If you have actually put that to practice before, you know that it is slightly different every time that you're able to do so. Select realistic goals. Seriously, Make sure that your goals are achievable. And we'll call this as number three. Running for unrealistic goals might disappoint you and make you feel, well, demotivated. Instead, evaluate properly and work accordingly, and you can and you will achieve all your objectives. Just be patient. Now, what I tell people is when you do goal setting, make sure that you have it in writing and you have something timely, something that you have a deadline for. And let's be realistic with these goals. Don't be like, hey, I have $10,000 in the bank and I want to be a millionaire tomorrow and I have nothing in my future that could change that, because I just don't believe that that's going to be something realistic, just something to talk about. Professional help will come in at number four. Everybody deals with their problems differently, and it is, it's understanding. Some might find that the problems, they can solve them quickly, and some might find that they don't know how to react to the same thing. When we are unable to solve our problems, we must go for professional help. People are way more aware of mental health now, and that is a great sign. Don't be afraid of taking assistance from a professional. I still think that that's a conversation piece that we need to talk about more often, because people do tend to get a little bit scared about that. And we need to get the stigma away from mental health. If you are looking for something, it is something that you should do. And it is okay to talk about it. Let's go into number five. Ignore intrusive thoughts. Thoughts come to our mind naturally. The issues only occur when we attend to them and react. To deal with cognitive distortions, ignore intrusive thoughts deliberately. You know how sometimes you get some of those weird thoughts that pop into your head and you all of a sudden you get fixated on them. Well, let's try to avoid some of that. Let's get into some of the mix of things that we look at as positive. Number six, some people will like, I'm pretty sure some people will and some people won't. Here we go. Regularly exercise is another way to deal with psychological issues. It produces a good hormones in your body, which gives energy and motivation. Studies prove that a person tends to think positively when his or her mood is fresh and feels more energetic. Examples? Examples of different exercises like walking, jogging, running, yoga, cardio, and high-intensity workouts are a good sign. I will tell you, if you come over to Safety FM Plus, we have added some exercises that you can incorporate into all this and some stretches that could help you out as well. All you have to do is go to Safety FM Plus for those. Anyways, number seven, identify your triggers. Trigger plays an essential role in how we react to a situation. Identifying your triggers and work on those. For example, if a person is afraid of roads and sees a vehicle, his or her heart starts racing. We must seek professional help if it is severe or if you can't handle it. It's something that you can gradually focus on by interacting with a professional. It's not a bad thing to do. It's something definitely to consider. And number eight, I will call a cognitive behavioral therapy. You might have heard of CBT, or cognitive behavioral therapy, commonly known as CBT. CBT is one of the most frequently used treatments in psychology. Thought is, though it is based on simple principles, it can have some positive outcomes when it is put into practice. Psychologists will alter your behavior by dealing with your cognition. For example, your negative thoughts will be replaced with positive ones, etc. So if we're going to bottom line this episode, let's do it in this format. Dealing with cognitive distortion is not easy, but it is also not impossible. If you can understand how we can change our minds and thinking patterns, you can get rid of these distortions. I will tell you, I have done this for years, and it took years to get to the point that I am now. And don't get me wrong, there are bad thoughts that pop into my head from time to time. It's how you interact with those thoughts that will change everything for you. Anyways, that's what I got. That's what I wanted to share with you on this lovely Friday, because I think it's important for us to have these discussions. And I know some people go, well, it's not all about safety, but I am trying to give you some other pieces that you can incorporate into this all-important journey of ours. Think about it. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.